Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we will discuss Salman Rushdie. Now Salman Rushdie is very famous, so he doesn't require any introduction. But Salman Rushdie is an India-born novelist, but he has settled in America. Earlier he used to live in United Kingdom or Great Britain, and his work often combines magic realism with historical fiction and primarily deals with connections, disruptions and migrations between Eastern and Western civilizations. And many of his novels are set on the Indian subcontinent. Now, a little bit about the life of Salman Rushdie. He was born in 1947, which was the year of India's independence. And he was born into a very prosperous Muslim family in India. And he was educated at Rugby School and at University of Cambridge. And he got his master's degree in history in 1968. And in the 1970s, he worked in London as an advertising copywriter. And finally, in 1975, he published his first novel called Grimus. Okay, Grimus. And Rushdie's next novel was Midnight's Children, which came out in 1981. Now, this novel is the novel for which Salman Rushdie is very famous. And famous because it has won Booker Prize in 1981. And then later on, this book also won the Best of the Bookers Award. And subsequently also, there was a award called Booker of the Booker. So, this book has won 3 awards. And of course, this book is famous because it makes use of magic realism, the narrative mode of magic realism. Now, after that, in 1983, his novel called Shame, okay, Shame was published. And this is basically based on contemporary politics in Pakistan. After that, in 1988, his most controversial novel called The Satanic Verses, okay, The Satanic Verses was published. And some of the adventures in this book depict a character modeled on the Prophet Muhammad, portray both him as well as his transcription of the Quran in a manner that was offensive to the Muslim community. And after the publication of this novel, it drew criticism from the Muslim community, leaders in Britain, and not just in Britain, but almost around the world. And after some time, the spiritual leader of Iran condemned this book and issued a fatwa against Rushdie, and a bounty was offered for executing him. And because of this, Salman Rushdie had to go into hiding for many years. And finally, in 1998, this fatwa was withdrawn by the Iranian government. And insofar as his novels are concerned, he has written plenty of novels. But out of the plenty of novels that he has written, you should know at least about the important ones. First is Midnight's Children, then Shame, after that The Satanic Verses. After that, there is another important novel which came out in 2005 called Shalimar the Clown. Okay, Shalimar the Clown. And this is basically an examination of terrorism, and it is set primarily in the disputed Kashmir region of the Indian subcontinent. Afterwards, in 2008, he published the novel called The Enchantress of Florence. Okay, The Enchantress of Florence. And this is a fictionalized account of the Mughal Emperor Akbar. In 2017, he published another novel called The Golden House. Okay, The Golden House. And in this, Rushdie explored the immigrant experience in the United States through a wealthy Indian family that settles in New York City in the early 21st century. And his next novel is Huisote, which came out in 2019. And this is inspired by the famous novel by Miguel de Cervantes called Don Quixote. Okay, Don Quixote. So this novel by Salman Rushdie, Quixote, the spelling is Quixote. This is the novel by Salman Rushdie. So from an exam point of view, when you read Salman Rushdie, he's important from the point of view of contemporary writers or contemporary novelists in English, especially for his magic realist mode that he uses in his novels. And also from the point of view of post-colonial studies, he's important because he's the one who has propounded the term chutneyfication. Okay, chutneyfication. And Rushdie's use of this expression, chutneyfication, epitomizes his use of language in the novel. And see, chutney is a Indian dish, which is a side dish and tangy, and it adds flavor to the main course of a meal. And by adding the prefix fication, Rushdie changes this Indian word into an English one. Therefore, chutneyfication in the novel means transformation of English having an additional connotation of making the language used in the novel tangy and more flavorsome and exciting. So, giving the language of the novel a kind of Indian flavor. And his novel Midnight's Children, this has been described as being a postmodern novel as well as a post-colonial novel. And it is famous for, as I said, that it uses the technique of magic realism, and it also uses techniques of metafiction and historiography. So these are some of the reasons why Midnight's Children is so famous. So from an exam point of view, you should know at least the storyline of this novel, at least the name of the protagonists and the important characters.